ಬಬ್ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂದನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್
ಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ 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 ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ತವ ಕರ ಕಮಲ ವರೇಣ ನಖ ಮಧುತ ಶೃಂಗ ದಲಿತ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ತಾನು ಭೃಂಗ ಕೇಶವದೀತ ನರಹರಿ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev. Jaya Nara Hari, Nara Hari, Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari. Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगद्गुरु श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। महामहोत्सव महातिथि नरसिंह देव आविर्भाव चतुर्दशी की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। Hare Krishna, we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 7, The Science of God, chapter number 8, and text 17. Satyam vidhatum nijabhrutya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमत्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषं सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्यभाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्यभाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम्
Thank you.
स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषं सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् भूतेषु अखिले शिचात्मनः अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मना दृश्यतात् भूतरूपमुद्वहम् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः दृश्यताद्भूतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् माताजी व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः दृश्यताद्भुतरूपम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यताद्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तंभे सभायां न मृगम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यताद्भुतरूपम्
We'll read the translation in purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. With the translation, to prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Srila Prabhupada's purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, "Yes, my Lord is present everywhere." Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man so that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demoniac father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad. But Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed, since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Narasimha Dev, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bowing down to all the devotees assembled here, especially Savas Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, Naikatma Prabhu is there, and Dhritakarma Prabhu, all the Prabhupada disciples, all the great devotees of Narasimha Dev, who has appeared here. Please bless me. So, today is one of the most auspicious days, especially because the Lord Himself has appeared, and as we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, to prove the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, to prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial. In other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form, never before seen. The form was neither that of a man, nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Narasimha Dev is very famous, and he is very, very famous because this material world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. It's full of miseries and very temporary. So, in this world, calamities are not to be called for. They just come. Calamities are everywhere. Padam padam yat navipadam tesham. There is, you know, danger at every step. So whenever somebody is in danger, the natural tendency is to seek help. And who better than the Supreme Lord, who appeared to help out his devotee Prahlad. So that's why this pastime is very significant. Because the Supreme Lord could have sent someone, or could have just made some arrangement, you know, in order to protect Prahlad. But just like if a child is in danger, if the mother is cooking in the kitchen, and the child is outside playing, and she hears some screaming of her child, the mother is not going to send the father out. The mother is not going to say, "Hey, can you please check what's going on outside?" The mother would drop everything and run to rescue the child from the danger. So, in the same fashion, when the devotee is in danger, Supreme Personality of Godhead, having intense feelings of parental affection for his devotee, he runs himself. He does not send somebody. He does not, you know, create any so-called situation for the devotee to be saved, but he just cannot control himself but run. He cannot stop himself. So that's why it's very significant that if we are the devotees of Krishna, then we should be completely assured of the protection, especially the protection given by Narasimha that we see in this pastime. And as we know how the entire episode of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, because we are recently reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the killing of Hiranyaksha by Varahadev. So, you know, when Hiranyaksha was killed by Varahadev, we know Hiranyakashipu got infuriated. He really got so angry. How come my brother was killed? So he wanted to defeat Vishnu. He wanted to kill Supreme Lord. That was his audacity. And he performed so much of austerities. And austerities usually should cleanse the heart and the calamities and the culminations, all the dirty things in the heart. But as we can see, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes many a times, that without the process of devotional service, without the process of bhakti, the heart is not cleansed. By the performance of so-called austerities, the bad things, the dirty things, the vices in our heart, they still remain intact. Because Hiranyakashipu, he went through austerities for many, many thousands of years. And that did not cleanse his heart. It did not happen that, oh, now I'm a, you know, why to take revenge? Now, you know, all of a sudden, I want to become a saintly person. No, he still was the same demon after the performance of austerities. Lord Brahma appears and he says that because you have put in so much balance of austerities on your credit account, now you can take back all the balance and you can ask me any boon. It's like a transaction. You have performed so many austerities, so I owe you. What would you like to have today? So he says that I want to be immortal. Because if I become immortal, I will kill that Vishnu. That was his intention. But Lord Brahma said, I am myself not immortal. There is, you know, particular lifespan, and after that I also have to die. So I cannot give you that. You ask something else. So he thought that I am going to make it very difficult. I am going to make it impossible to kill myself. Like nobody can kill me. I am going to make Mr. Death, you know, very, very, like, impossible task to get me. So he says that, give me the boon that none of the living beings created by Brahma, none of the living beings can kill me. Give me the benediction that I would not be killed inside the house or outside the house, not in the daytime and not in the nighttime. Not by living weapon or dead weapon. So he gave such conditions by which it just became absolutely impossible. It sounds like impossible. Not inside the house, you know, not outside the house. If we think in that perspective, it sounds impossible to kill Hiranyakashipu. And he, when he got that boon, because Lord Brahma had to give that boon. So he said, Tathastu. Whatever you asked will happen. So he became so powerful and he felt that I have conquered death. Nobody can kill me now. I can do whatever I want. And, you know, this is the situation of the modern day world. Because everybody inside, we have a demon inside our heart. His name is Hiranyakashipu. He's inside. He's still alive. He's inside our heart. Which tells us that nothing can kill me. Whatever happens, nobody can touch me. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. All the foolish people, they think that I am controller, I am the God. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I am perfect. Balavan, I am the most powerful. And sukhi, in that illusion he is sukhi, happy. Just like in today's world, you know, modern science has done so much of progress. You know, COVID woke everyone up. But just without COVID, think about how the world was. Everybody was thinking that we have conquered death, you know. In just a few years, the medical science is progressing so fast that after a few years, nobody will die. Actually, you won't believe, but there is a professor, Gerald Susmi, in convocation ceremony in MIT, he made this statement when he was called as a guest. So he made the statement that, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to happily congratulate all of you that we are the last generation to die. So everybody was like confused, but people were so foolish, they started clapping, yes! We are the last ones to die. But that means we're dying or we're not dying. But everybody was like, yes. So this is the modern day propaganda that they put through us. They put in our consciousness. They put it so much on in our mind that in any case, you know, very soon we're going to conquer the death. The next generations will not die. But as we see, that same statement was made many, many, many millions of years back by Mr. Hiranyakashipu. He also made the same statement. I will not die. I can do whatever I want. And then he started changing everything. He did so many changes. He actually started killing all those who worship Vishnu. He started killing all the pious Brahmanas. He told them, either you surrender, you come to my side, or die. And he actually started changing and ruling the world. He started conquering all the heavenly planets and all the even the downward planetary systems. He became the king of entire, you know, as long as we can see. All the directions he would see that it was his kingdom. He even captured the demigods. You know, can you imagine that all these great, great demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, and Agni, all these, they were employed by him. They were cutting vegetables in his kitchen. Like literally, they were captured and he had given them some service. If you want to live, then okay, you have to mop the floor. Or, you know, you go and clean some toilets. That's how pathetic was the situation of demigods. And he was enjoying his life. You know, that's why the name is Hiranyakashipu. Means Hiranya basically is the gold, and Kashipu is soft bed. He was sleeping on the bed of Maya, on the illusory energy. He thought, I am the most powerful, I can do whatever I want, and I am God. And he started changing everything, saying that whoever will perform pious activities that are mentioned in the Vedas or Puranas, they will go to hell. And whoever will commit sinful activities, they will go to heavens. So people were so confused, you can imagine the chaos, that should we perform meat eating or no meat eating? If we eat meat, then according to Hiranyakashipu, like the current government, the current president, you know, he says that he is going to uplift us. There was such a chaos in his kingdom, and he was happily situated. He was enjoying his life on the soft bed. And that's also the situation of the modern day people. Here we see that one Vaishnava Acharya gives an analogy saying that there was a lady, there was a very old lady in Bengal. She was a maid servant to a rich, rich person, very rich. And she would come and clean the floor and, you know, mop under the bed, and then she would do all the chores and everything and take care of the household. She was a very old Bengali lady. And one day this rich person, he went for some work. He was away from the home. And now this lady, very old, she is, you know, very poor, so she never had any experience of the bed, like such a soft bed that this rich guy used to sleep on. So while cleaning, she touched the bed and she felt like, oh, it's such a soft bed. Wow, this guy must be really enjoying. So she thought, you know, what's the problem if I just sit on it? Nobody will find out. Then she sat on the bed and then, you know, it's like, wow, it's such a nice and soft. I have never experienced such a pleasure. Then she thought, let me just lay down a bit. And then she laid down and then she was captured by Nidra Devi. That's it. She was fast asleep. And then this rich guy, he comes home and he checks, like, what's going on here? This is my bed, my house, and this old maid, she thinks she can do anything she wants. So he got so angry that he took a stick and started hitting the lady, you know, giving her spanks. And then the lady like, oh, sorry, please forgive me, I'm sorry. She got out and she started doing her chores and she was in pain. And then she started laughing hysterically. She started laughing. I feel so crazy. And she started laughing louder and louder. She's laughing. And then this guy is so confused that I just gave you beating and you're laughing at me? What is so funny? Then this old lady, she's saying that I slept on this soft bed just for a while, for a little time. And I'm in so much pain. I'm thinking about you. You have been sleeping on this bed for such a long time. How much pain you must be experiencing. So this is the material world, which is like a bed of illusion. You know, that's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared. And he is telling everyone, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Kotha nidra jao, maya pishachi rukole. Why are you sleeping on the soft, soft cushion bed, you know, on the lap of maya, on the illusory energy, thinking that you are enjoying, but you are not enjoying. In illusion, you are thinking that you are God, you are the controller, but actually, we are all dying. Under the influence of illusory energy, we are just going through the cycle of birth and death again and again and again and again. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions in various purports that the sense gratification is the binding force of illusory energy of Krishna that binds us and makes us forgetful of our eternal position in the spiritual world. And if somebody gives up the sense gratification and surrenders himself or herself at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his life will become completely successful. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, in the seventh canto, he further, as the pastime unfolds, we know that there comes the son of this great demon, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad. And as he's growing up, even before his birth, when his mother, Kayadhu, was pregnant, that time all the demigods thought, this is a good time, let's kill this child because it's the child of the demon. So he comes out and then we have second problem. Already we have Hiranyakashipu. So that time the demigods wanted to kill the child, Prahlad. But Narad Muni comes, he saves the child, he takes Kayadhu to his ashram. And he's giving the discourses, he's giving, you know, spiritual science, he's speaking on different topics about the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Prahlad Maharaj heard in the womb of his mother. And when Prahlad is born, he is born as completely surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. He is completely situated and constantly remembering Supreme Lord, always. And when Prahlad Maharaj was just 5 years, we see that when he started going to school, he is preaching to all his classmates. He is telling that, my dear friends, don't think that you are just 5 years old and you have all life to go and enjoy and do whatever you want. No, the time will pass so fast. In no time you will be very old. So do not trust the time factor. It's very tricky. It has tricked everyone. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, Tat prayaso na kartavyo yada yura vyaya param na tathavindate kshemam mukundam charanam bhujam. He says that, my dear friends, Tat prayaso na kartavyo, do not waste your time in performing sense gratification. Tat prayaso, don't waste your time. Why? Because there is no gain in that. You are not gaining anything. Rather, there is a biggest loss of duration of life, of the most precious human form of life. So he says, rather utilize your time in the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mukunda Charanambujam. Mukunda is the personality who is deliverer of liberation. He will take you out of this cycle of birth and death, and he will situate you back to the spiritual world. So Prahlad Maharaj was such a great person that he is preaching such a great message of Supreme Personality of Godhead, telling all his friends, and all the friends are like, oh, this guy is different. He's not like us. Like, where did you learn all this? And he tells that, oh, long back when I was in the womb of my mother, I heard all this. So Prahlad Maharaj, you know, as he is growing, you know, his teachers, Chanda and Amarak, that they find out that, you know, he's spoiling everyone. Just like one rotten mango put in a basket of mangoes spoils all the mangoes. So Chanda and Amarak, they come and report to Hiranyakashipu that, you know, your child is spoiling everyone. And then we know that Hiranyakashipu, he is very mad. He is so angry. And he is saying that, why don't you listen to me? You know, I am telling everyone, you know, that Vishnu is bad. I am God. And my own son does not follow that. How would it work? How am I giving any good influence on the people? I am trying to tell everyone the reality that I am God and my own son is, you know, praising that Vishnu. That's why Hiranyakashipu was so angry, outraged always. And even after, you know, saying so many times, Prahlad Maharaj was completely situated in constant remembrance and glorifying Lord Vishnu. That Prahlad Maharaj is actually the emblem, the highest devotee of Smaranam. You know, the 9 processes. Out of those, the Smaranam, the best devotee is Prahlad Maharaj. Even in the previous occasion when Hiranyakashipu, he had, you know, taken Prahlad on his lap and he had asked, what is the best thing that you know of? Prahlad Maharaj has said that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pumsarpito Vishnoho Bhakti Chenava Lakshanah Kriyeta Bhagavatyadham Tanmanne Adhitamuttamam. Prahlad Maharaj had said even in the past that performance of these 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam, listening about glories of Supreme Lord, Kirtanam, to glorify the Supreme Lord, Smaranam, you know, if we perform listening and Kirtanam, chanting, then naturally we will always and constantly remember Supreme Lord. So this Smaranam, Padasevanam, to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, Archanam, to worship, Archanam, Vandanam, to offer homages, Dasyam, that means to become fully surrendered servant to the Supreme Lord. Sakhyam, to serve the Lord as a friend. And Atmanivedanam, that's the ninth process. And the topmost is Atmanivedanam, means to completely surrender oneself at the lotus feet of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj has taught the world the nine processes of devotional service. And when Hiranyakashipu has been constantly hearing these complaints, then he understands that even though I'm trying to kill this child, he thought that this is a demon child. You know, I really don't want this child. And he utilized so many ways to kill Prahlad. He tried to kill through so many means because he personally did not want to kill. He thought, even though he's bad, I'm still his father. I don't want to kill him with my own hands, even though I can do it. So he employed all his soldiers that somehow kill him. But the soldiers could not kill this five-year-old child. They used so many techniques. They threw him from a big cliff and Prahlad came back home. They threw him in the ocean and he walked out, you know, remembering Lord and chanting his glories. And then these people, they put Prahlad amongst dangerous, poisonous snakes. All the snakes went to sleep. And Prahlad Maharaj is relaxing on the top of all these snakes. And he came out. He also gave Prahlad, you know, under the feet of a mad elephant. The elephant was crazy and then they threw Prahlad in front of him to kill him. But this maddened elephant, he thought this is, you know, small like a ball. Actually, he tried to step on Prahlad. But the elephant could not even crush him. Just like if you stand on a football. Can you crush the football? No, even though you stand on it, nothing happens to the football. So the elephant was also confused that what kind of human being is this that I am not able to crush? So Prahlad was so powerful and he was so always protected by Supreme Lord. And we can learn from the example of Prahlad Maharaj how if we are constantly, completely sheltered at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, if we are serving Supreme Lord always, then it's his duty, which he takes very seriously, to protect us from all calamities. And finally, Hiranyakashipu had a sister. Her name was Holika. She had a benediction from Agni that Agni won't be able to burn her. So Hiranyakashipu said that, hey, I don't want to kill him myself with my hands, but you help me killing him. She said, because she was also a demon, so she's like, okay, how do you want me to kill him? I'm ready. So he said that you just sit on a pile of woods, you know, we'll create a pile. We put a lot of combustible woods. And you sit there and you sit with him on your lap. You sit with Prahlad and then we're going to put, you know, fire. We're going to set it on fire. And then you have the benediction that you won't be burnt by fire. But Prahlad will die. And you make sure that he dies. If he cries or he shouts, you hold him. Keep him in the fire. So that was the plan. So when they tried to execute this plan, Holika is sitting with Prahlad on the lap. And Prahlad is happily situated, smiling. He's remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's always protecting me. That I have nothing to fear. And he's everywhere. Even in the fire, even in the wood I'm sitting on, and even my own aunt, in her heart also, Supreme Lord is there. So Prahlad was happily situated, and when they set that entire thing on fire, a miraculously thing happened, a very interesting, wonderful thing happened. The fire started burning Holika. And they all started to hear big, big screaming of a lady, not a child, not the baby boy. And everybody was confused, what is going on? And then Prahlad walks out again happily with folded palms. That I have a bad news. Something happened inside and our dear aunt is dead. So Hiranyakashipu was extremely terrorized. Now the biggest terrorist at that time who terrorized the three worlds was terrorized by a five-year-old child. Even he tried to give some poison to his wife Kayadu and told, "You feed this to Prahlad because you are the mother and Prahlad drinks and eats whatever you give. So you give this. This is my order." And she felt so completely devastated. But she thought, "I will also depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is everywhere. And He will protect Supreme Lord Vishnu. Let Him protect my child." So when she brought this cup of poison, Prahlad came running. "Oh, mother, what have you brought for me today?" And when he looked, blue liquid, he thought, "What is that? Special drink." And then he saw the tears in the eyes of the mother. And then he realized that it's just not some blue liquid. But interestingly, he saw the blue liquid as the blue ocean. And he thought, "My Lord Vishnu, He's also sleeping in the great ocean. So He's there present." So he drank it and nothing happened. So Srila Prabhupada comments very beautiful in the purport. He says that because Prahlad Maharaj was constantly engaged in remembering Supreme Lord, even the poison administered did not work. Because of the power and capability, this is the strength of remembrance of Supreme Personality of God. Now, the point is, the biggest terrorist, he himself is terrorized. So in the biggest palace of Hiranyakashipu, there were two people. One is Hiranyakashipu and second one is Prahlad Maharaj. One is the greatest of the demons and the second one is the greatest of the devotees. They are both living under the same shelter in the same palace and they are sleeping at night, you know, very close to each other, just like father and son. But one person was sleeping very peacefully, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this greatest of demons, Hiranyakashipu, who had captured all the demigods, he could not sleep at night. Every 5 minutes he would wake up and go and check, "Oh, is Prahlad still sleeping? Because I don't know who this child is. He's like, maybe he's a bigger demon than me. Who is he that we're not able to kill this five-year-old child? What is happening? It's impossible. When I was 5 years, you know, I couldn't do anything. But this five-year-old, I'm not able to sleep in the night just because of his terror." So Hiranyakashipu could not sleep at night. And Prahlad Maharaj was very happily situated and very peacefully sleeping. So Prabhupada comments that the devotees of Krishna, they are completely dependent on Krishna. And that's why they are fully, they are bindas. Krishna bhakta bindas, maya das, sadau das. So Prabhupada mentions that devotee of Krishna, they are always fearless. And the fear cannot touch the heart of a pure devotee of Krishna. So finally, as we know, that Hiranyakashipu decides that, "I tried my best not to kill you with my own hands, but enough is enough. There are so many complaints about you, Prahlad." So he took the sword out and he said, "Prahlad, today I will kill you myself with my own hands." Prahlad Maharaj was still completely happily situated. He was trying to still give the good lesson, good message to his demon father. He was still telling him that, "My Lord, the strength that you are getting, the strength that I am getting, and the strength that everybody gets is from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So do not be so cruel. There is still time that you also can surrender to Supreme Lord. And He gives shelter to everyone. So you can also surrender to Supreme Personality." So finally he asks, "Where is your Lord? Where is that Vishnu? I want to kill him. Is he present in this pillar?" And Prahlad said, "Yes, he is present in this pillar too." So Hiranyakashipu, he, you know, with his fist, he gave a big punch to the pillar, and the pillar was broken. And there was a tumultuous sound. And in the beginning, he was like literally expecting what is happening. But there was nothing in the beginning. And then immediately he saw this Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appears as half lion, half man form as Narasimha. And he comes with such a ferocity. And he comes roaring. Garjantam, garjayantam, nijabhujapatalam, sphotayantam, hatantam. So he comes, when he comes as a earthquakes everywhere, and he comes roaring. And that roaring was so powerful that all the demons that were present, the color of their dhoti changed. From white to yellow, they were like, what's going on? They were so scared. Who is this personality? We have never even heard that there is somebody like this. Who is this? He is so ferocious. A roaring lion, such a big build and such a strong shoulders. And he is such a, you know, sharp canine teeth and such a sharp claws. And he is ready to devour everyone. And that time, Hiranyakashipu also thought that, oh, maybe this is my death personified. It looks like it is my death. But just like all other demons that never want to surrender, Hiranyakashipu started fighting with Narasimha. And Narasimha Deva and Hiranyakashipu, they were having such a big fight for a long time. And here Prabhupada also mentions how Narasimha Deva was playing with Hiranyakashipu, just like a cat plays with the mouse, you know, before killing. If you have seen the cat chasing the mouse, when he catches it, he likes to play. He'll, you know, make him run here, run there, then captures him in the mouth and then throws him somewhere. Okay, run more. And then finally, when Hiranyakashipu was, you know, like, I cannot defeat this person. When the right time came, when it was neither day nor night, and Narasimha, he appeared, nor man and nor nor animal. And he himself took him, grabbed this Hiranyakashipu, took him at the door. You know, neither inside the house nor outside the house. And he was waiting for the right time. And when it was the dusk, it was neither day nor night, he lifted him and put him on his lap. And he said that you are neither on the earth nor in the sky. You are in the middle. You are hanging. And look, the weapons I brought. These are nails. These are neither living and nor dead. The nails are neither living and nor dead. And with those nails, he tore apart the demon Hiranyakashipu. And Narasimha Deva was so ferocious, he was so much in anger that even after Hiranyakashipu was killed, he was still going on breaking apart his intestines. And we see that in the picture, that how he even garlanded himself. He garlanded himself with the intestines of this demon Hiranyakashipu. And when Hiranyakashipu was killed, Narasimha Deva is still so angry, he wants to fight. He killed all his associates also. And he is like, okay, bring it on. Who else wants to fight with me? Is there anybody else? Come. He was so angry. And then finally the demigods, they are worried. They are like, who is going to pacify him? Looks like Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has gone into anger in so much that he has forgotten everything. Now he's going to destroy everyone and everything. Now it's going to be annihilation. So Lord Brahma is in stress that I have built this creation with so much effort. Now looks like in moments he's going to destroy and finish everything. So the biggest question was, who is going to pacify Narasimha Deva? Who is going to pacify the Lord? And everybody was looking at each other that you should go. And then like Brahma is like, no, no, no. Maybe Lord Shiva. You go. And everybody's like, no, he's like too much in anger. And somebody who is in anger, he can do anything. You know, what if he, does he even recognize me that I am Brahma? Looks like in anger, he's not going to even remember me. So finally they thought, okay, the best person is the wifey. Let's send the wife of the Lord. Let's send Lakshmi Devi. Maybe she can pacify, because the wife knows all the inside details. What pleases the husband, what gets him mad. So wife is the best person. Let's send Lakshmi Devi in the front. Lakshmi Devi said that, what are you talking about? He is not even my husband. My husband is so peaceful. He is always so calm. He has never acted like this. And Lakshmi Devi is also not ready to go. And everybody is thinking, whom to send now? And then they all thought that Lord Narasimha Dev has appeared for Prahlad. For protecting Prahlad, he has appeared. So the only person who can really pacify him is Prahlad Maharaj. So they approached Prahlad Maharaj and he said, okay, if that's your desire, I will go. And then he comes close to Narasimha Dev. And that time, as soon as Narasimha Dev saw the beautiful face of Prahlad Maharaj, his anger was subsided immediately. He became so calm and collected. He had a big smile. You know, big gigantic lion smiling. Can you imagine? He had a big smile. And how Prabhupada describes it, that Narasimha Dev also put his right hand on the head of Prahlad. And Prahlad felt so much of jubilation. He felt so much of ecstasy. And he also got the knowledge in order to glorify the Supreme Lord. And then there is Prahlad Maharaj glorifying Supreme Lord. He is describing, oh my Lord, you are the most beautiful. And you are always eager to deliver all the conditioned souls. And they are all suffering, my Lord. Please take everyone back home, back to Godhead. He is telling, Trastosmyaham kripanavatsala dussahogra sansara chakra kadanat grasatam pranitah baddhasva karma bhirushattamate angrimulam pritopavarga sharanam havayase kadanu. He says that, my Lord, everyone is suffering in the clutches of Maya. Trastosmyaham. I am fed up. I am done with this material existence. Trastosmyaham. But you are Kripanavatsala. All these foolish people, they are running behind the so-called temporary happiness of this world. They are Kripanas. They're chasing, you know, like foolish things. Because they are foolish people. But you are Kripanavatsala. Your name is that Kripanavatsala. Even that you are very compassionate to Kripanas, to foolish people. So my Lord, please take them, you know, take me out of this material existence. Pritopavarga sharanam havayase kadanu. He says that, oh my Lord, when will I gain your eternal association in the spiritual world? So in that sense, Prahlad Maharaj also gave his desire, his ultimate desire, that he wants to go back home, back to Godhead, not live in this material world. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching everyone how one should always remember that this material world is not our home. It is not a place, like Prabhupada says, for a gentleman. This place is extremely miserable. And even if we think that we are well situated today, but in no time, everything changes in this material world. So we should not trust and we should not relax in the material world, thinking that I am well off. Rather, we should always be remembering and serving Supreme Lord. And in that sense, we should always, eternally, you know, we'll be protected and we can be fearless. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions towards the end that Narasimha Dev had so much of Vatsalya Bhav. His heart was overflowing with Karuna, especially like a parent. When a mother sees her child after a long, long time, what does the mother do? Immediately embraces the child, puts the child on the lap. So in that fashion, Narasimha Dev, he also put Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. And then he asks, what benediction do you want? And Prahlad Maharaj says, what are you talking about? I'm not some businessman that I want something from you. Why are you spoiling me? Why are you even tempting me? Why are you even asking me to get something material? That's not good. So it's like the first devotee who chastised Supreme Lord. And he says that, I do not want anything. I just want, birth after birth, your devotional service. I had this experience also. One time when I went from America to India, I brought a lot of candies home. And my nephew, he loved them. He's like, it's mine, it's mine. He grabbed so much. And my niece, Gaurangi, when I gave her, she said, don't you love me? Why are you giving this to me? It's poison. It has chocolate. It has this. I cannot eat this. My teeth will start getting rotten. I will have cavities. I thought you loved me. Why are you giving this to me? Meanwhile, my nephew was like, there was chocolate all over his face. He's already eating so much. You know, that's like the materialistic people. They're completely eating and enjoying the material enjoyment. And they're completely illusioned by that. Whereas the devotees of Krishna, they're like, we don't even want this. Why are you even tempting me? Because it's not good for me. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, don't you love me, my Lord? Why are you even offering me something material? Why do you want to bind me again the clutches of illusory energy? So such is the great, you know, power of Prahlad Maharaj. Such is the great teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And we can all see how Srila Prabhupada has written so wonderfully the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he describes all these wonderful qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And especially he describes the protection of Narasimha Dev. And that same Narasimha Dev has taken sannyas in the age of Kali. And he has become Lord Gaura Hari. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is there to deliver all of us. And Srila Prabhupada has brought Gaura Nitai to all of us. So we should take all this opportunity very seriously. And in that fashion, we all can go back home, back to Godhead. And while going back home, back to Godhead, we can also take a lot of people. We can also let other people hop in the vehicle. We can get so many people with us by sharing this message of Krishna, the message of Srila Prabhupada, with as many people as we can. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki jai, Narasimha Dev Avirbhav ki jai, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
That one is the wildest one ever. Like, I read that one. was a good one. When he talks about when Hiranyakashipu is like about to conceive Prahlad and Narada and a bunch of other guys trying to distract him. You heard that one?
Hare Krishna, everyone. In case you weren't aware, but hopefully you are because we publicized it, there will be a 24-hour kirtan today. And we started with the morning program and glorification of Krishna. All of this is kirtan. And we're going to continue with some more musical elements of kirtan all through 4:30 a.m. of the next day. So, Mangala. Hare Krishna. Please come. Please invite everyone you know. We will... Before we could start the 24-hour kirtan, we could just read a little bit about the Maha Mantra. So I'm going to read a little snippet, two little snippets. One is from the Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, sorry, and in the chapter of Maha Mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that everyone chant the Hare Krishna Mantra just to cleanse the dust from the heart. If the dust of the heart is cleansed away, then one can actually understand the importance of the holy name. For persons who are not inclined to clean the dust from their heart and want to keep things as they are, it is not possible to derive the transcendental result of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One should therefore be encouraged to develop his service attitude toward the Lord, because this will help him to chant without any offense. And so under the guidance of a spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada and all our Guru Maharajas, the disciple is trained simultaneously to render service, and at the same time to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. As soon as one develops his spontaneous service attitude, he can immediately understand the transcendental nature of the holy names of the Maha Mantra. And one other quote from Shishtashtakam is, how much power